452, my Savior's love. Boy, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus, the Nazarene. Let's sing about it. 452, my Savior's love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus, the Nazarene, and wonder how he can love me, a sinner condemned.
Amen!
How marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior.
Verse number one, I stand amazed.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Hey, I wasn't worthy of his love, but he gave it to me anyway. I guess I'm the only one in here. How marvelous!
Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Hold it up right there. We're in Laodicea. We're in the age where the Bible says it's called the rights of the people. The rights of the people. The things that are on our mind 24/7 is what's happening with me? What do I care about? What's going on with me? Most of our attitudes have to do with what's happening with us. That verse right there just said, for me, it was in the garden. He prayed, not my will, but thine. Who prayed that? A servant? God, the King of the universe, the one that made you, the one that made me. The one that had that right. We talk about our rights. Who's going to stand up for God's rights?
Amen.
He prayed, not my will, but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs. How many of you guys ever been nailed to a cross in here? Raise your hands. When Jesus Christ was on that cross, having those nails stuck through his flesh, beaten with a cat of nine tails, going through dehydration, wanting water. The one that made the water, the one that made the land, the one that made the seas, asked for water, they gave him vinegar. He couldn't even get that. And when those tears start coming down his face, it wasn't self-pity. It was because he was thinking of you going to hell. Amen. Boy, we got a good Christianity today, don't we? For me, it was in the garden. He prayed, not my will, but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat, drops of blood. For most Christians won't even cry for an unsaved friend going to hell. He got so torn up about me going to hell, it wasn't just tears, it wasn't just sweat, but that thing turned into hematidrosis. He had sweat, drops of blood for me. I wonder if anybody can open up their mouth and say thank you to Jesus Christ and sing for him today. Verse number two.
For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Angels behave. sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burdens of Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. And when with the ransom in glory his face I last shall see, will be my joy in the ages to sing of his love for me.
Guys, think about that. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm mad at myself more than anything. I'm not trying to jack up the mood of anything. I know we want to have a good time and everything like that, but consider your Savior. Consider your Savior, guys.